Ironside will not be seen tonight, but will return next week at its regular time.
Now, a special program in living color on NBC.
Listen to that, Lex. I call this special.
Wow.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love it. And we're in color. Fabulous.
That's great. No Ironside, though, Lex. Ironside today.
We'll be okay.
We'll be okay.
What am I going to do without my Raymond Burr?
I know. We'll be fine. Lex, did you watch Ironside?
I did not.
No. It's one of those genres that you...
Yeah. I wonder if it stands the test of time.
Ironside?
Yeah.
We should watch an episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder where we can find that.
Let me see.
Hold on, Liz.
Ironside. Is it on Freevee or Tubby? Is it on one of those?
Roku, it looks like.
Oh, Roku channel.
Yeah, okay. No, I did not watch any of this.
Okay.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, I know it's a police drama. That's right up my alley.
Columbo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diagnosis Murder.
Any detective shows I love.
Oh, Perry Mason, Lex, you love?
Yeah, I do. Oh, I love Perry Mason.
This is the theme, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to that. It's a little annoying, though. But it's so of the time. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, the opening title sequence. We miss you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Everything entertainment, everything Raymond Burr. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly, and let's begin with this. Do you have people over to your house sometimes? If you do, Alexis has a warning, right, Lex?
Yeah, it's a warning, but it's also, like, maybe you're overwhelmed, right? You're having a casual gathering. Maybe you're having a fancy dinner party, and you're just, you're looking at your house, and you're going, oh my goodness, this feels overwhelming because I have to clean. And so some home and hosting experts have come together and said, here, this is what your guests notice first about your home. So this was just kind of a priority list of things to clean. It's the way I kind of interpreted this.
Yeah.
So that you can make an impression. So there's some things that are more important than others, of course, when it comes to cleaning your place and hosting an event. And these experts, this is Huffington Post. I'll also link this on our show page, too, at mytalk1071.com. But for now, just go through this list because I think there's a lot of things that you may not be thinking about, and it's very important. Number one, the smell of your house. They walk in, they're going to smell it right away, and that can leave a lasting impression, especially if they're grossed out. So open a window, turn on a diffuser, maybe burn a candle. If you've got pets, you know, clean that litter box, wash out the bedding, vacuum, you know, do things like that to get that smell
out. Crack a window, air it out.
That's right. Because sometimes we don't recognize the smell of our own home.
Just like we don't recognize the smell of ourselves.
Right. Sometimes. Yeah, your own BO. Exactly. Lighting is very important.
Oh, thank you.
You notice lighting right away when you walk into someone's place. You want it to have a welcoming ambiance. And, you know, think of a diversity of lighting as well. So table lamps, maybe have some of the recessed lighting on, but dimmed. You know, you also don't want it to be so dim that you can't see each other. Comfortable, you know, find that nice balance.
None of those white, and this goes for restaurants too, those brilliant white light bulbs.
Oh,
burn them.
Don't have them in your home.
No.
Nobody looks good. They're the modern equivalent of fluorescent lighting.
They sure are.
And any restaurant that has them, you should lose your restaurant license. Because it's not warm. It's not warm and inviting. It's like you're being interrogated. It's like you're Diddy. You're being interrogated.
Yep. Yeah. Truth. Clutter is another thing that your guests will notice right away.
Oh.
So in your common areas, you know, where people will be, you know, just clean the clutter up. And even if you're moving into another room, clear off those countertops, make it a more relaxing environment. And I just, that's always good.
Yeah.
Always clean your kitchen and your bathroom. Those make a big impression if you're just wiping down your appliances. You know, just put out fresh towels, clean the toilet.
Oh.
Because that's where people will be.
Yeah. Your guest bathroom, make sure, and this goes for your shower too. Lex, we've mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
If you have bar soap, first of all, What are you doing? Anyway, but
hey,
if you have...
Hey.
What?
Now.
What?
I'm a bar soap user.
I know, I'm kind of, but you don't have... Let's just be blunt. You're classy. You don't have... Well, I always,
right.
Oh, you always have your own personal bar.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I always have a loofah and some other stuff for my guests. Right.
But there's nothing worse than seeing some renegade hair.
Oh gosh.
On a bar.
Oh yeah.
By a sink, you know what I mean?
I don't even want to see my own pubes on soap.
I don't. Well,
Let alone someone else's. Ew.
Yeah. Anyway.
You rinse it off. Another thing that your guests notice in your home right away when you have them over is house plants. It's always nice to incorporate some greenery if you can. It gives a nice little pop of color, a little texture to the space. Now, I personally will not be doing this, but people notice, I guess, if you've got the house plants in your home. It brings good energy.
Millennials love this. That's all they buy.
Yep.
That's all they buy are plants. Every person that I know in their 20s and 30s, that's all they spend their money on.
Yep.
Plants. Yeah.
That's true. The entryway is also going to make a lasting first impression. So this is the place where you can have some fun. Big artwork, big pops of color, bigger light fixtures. You can go to town in these areas. It's eye-catching. Same with interesting furniture. Have that right, you know, have one funky chair, maybe that cool velvet sofa, something that's like a, you know, it's like wearing a statement piece.
An accent
for your
piece.
Home. Yes.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree with this more. We are quite literally doing this right now. I have Lex, both of you, I have a little entryway, white walls right by my front door. We're doing a very poppy wallpaper in that little moment, that little entryway. We're doing a palm tree, a dark blue with palm tree wallpaper.
Perfect.
Just something fun.
Go big.
Go right there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Music, of course, is very important to a gathering, and the temperature of your space as well.
Mm.
So they have a list of things. That's the things just to pay attention to. Maybe clean first. Now, things that guests probably aren't paying attention to that can maybe be something that you don't do at all, or maybe later on the list if you have time, is small decor details. Like just, like little vignettes of things, like a little vase or something, you know.
Yeah.
That they're not paying that much attention to, and plus it can also read as clutter.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not looking about how thoroughly you cleaned, like in, every hall, or is every bookshelf, you know, dusty or not. They're not
ceiling
that
vents.
Close. Right. Unless it's, real caked on. Most likely, your guests will not be spending much time in bedrooms. Mm-hmm. So, that pile of clothes, maybe that's okay.
Shove it in the back room and shut the door.
Ding, ding, ding!
Yep.
And then also, we're not paying attention to fancy silverware or dishes.
No, we don't care.
You know?
No, that's...
Blow your budget on something else.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, that old china set... it doesn't translate anymore.
No, nobody cares.
It's actually charming too when you've got some different things going on, you know.
Yeah.
And then your dining chairs too. No one's paying attention to that, unless they're insanely uncomfortable. then people are going to go oof. But otherwise, that'll do, babe.
Yep. You can see the full list. We'll link it on our show page at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, a little TV talk. Everybody is talking about three body problem. What does Lex think of it? And then I watched the newest hit on PBS Masterpiece. What is it? This is a great time to get into Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Hey, it's Jace for my family at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I've been talking about them for basically 12 years now. And right now they have the biggest sale of the year on laser treatments. This is the treatments that can help you with sunspots and uneven pigmentation and more. Moxie and Halo are on sale right now for $150 off. And there are only a few more days in March. And then this sale goes away. Moxie is like a baby Halo. Minimal downtime. For me, honestly, I think I was red for maybe half a day. That was it. So do it on a Friday. But you have to book now. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Say you want Halo or Moxie. And get in there before your summer vacations. Take care of this now. You don't want to look like a cherry tomato on your first day of vacation. This is the time to book. And why not save $150 while you're doing it?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is this a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Give me a taste.
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Give me a taste.
Two very different shows, but both interesting. We watch television, so you don't have to. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning. Lex and I are going to give you our thoughts on two shows. Three Body Problem coming up on Netflix, or available right now. But Lex will give that to you in just a second. But I'll start with the latest from here in the States. You can get it on Masterpiece on PBS, and that is Nully, starring the great Helena Bonham Carter. This is two episodes have dropped. This premiered in England on ITV a couple months ago. This is based on the true story of Noel Gordon, who was a icon of daytime television in the UK. She starred in a soap opera called Crossroads, which was about this hotel. And Crossroads was... and Noel Gordon were central figures of late 20th century pop culture in England, because the show was kind of goofy. Out of all the daytime dramas, out of all the soaps, it was the one where people kind of rolled their eyes at. It had horrible sets, horrible dialogue, missteps. Characters would literally go to the refrigerator, and then their character would never be seen again. Like, they would just disappear. They would go to the grocery store, and they would never explain why William never came back. Well, Noel became a central figure because she was, as they say, fired here, sacked in the UK. She was sacked from the show. And she was a woman of a certain age at that point, and the country rallied around her. And that's all I'm going to say. That's the basis of this. Here's a little bit of the trailer from Nully with the great Helena Bonham Carter playing Nully. Take a listen.
Good evening. I'm Noel Gordon.
Crossroads Motel. Can I help you?
Did they say you can't sit in my chair?
Yeah.
Don't.
It's Noel.
All good things must come to an end.
They have plans.
The future of the show.
Without you, you're out.
If she goes, we all go.
Don't kill me.
This is what we're talking about.
Is it?
How did they get rid of you, Nolly?
Why did Crossroads sack you? Those men brought me down. They'd singled me out. Do you think I'd let them stop me? I've got plans.
And she does. It is available right now on PBS. As Laura Linney would say, this is Masterpiece.
Yes.
And I watched it on the PBS app last night. I watched the pilot. 42 glorious, easy breezy, lovely minutes spending with these characters. It's quick. It's from the same guy, Russell T. Davies, that created the original Queer as Folk. And it is light. It is crisp. It is snappy. It moves along. The dialogue is funny. Helena Bonham Carter is great. Great as Nully. The side characters are hysterical, and knowing very little about this soap opera, Crossroads, just watching the recreation of this disaster is delightful. Delightful. Capital L, love, Nully on PBS. So watch it. You will really, really like it. Really, really enjoy it. So, and I want to know more. I ended up last night, couldn't fall asleep for a little while. I did a deep dive into Crossroads about this soap opera and the real story. I don't know how much they're going to get into eventually when this whole series unfolds, but my goodness, I want to know so much more. It's fascinating, Lex.
Oh, just the fashion alone. I'm looking at some of the pictures.
Well,
that's probably fun to see, too, in the hairstyle of just that snap in time.
Well, it's funny that you said that because, and then we'll take a break and then we'll talk about Three Body Problem.
Sure.
Executive producer Jeff made a great observation. This is the early 80s. Oof. Is an era of time that you don't see a lot in pop culture and movies and TV shows. This is a very fascinating era, not only here in the States, but in Britain as well. And this era is fun. I'm so glad you pointed that out because it plays a big part of the delightfulness of Nully on PBS. Yeah, is the era.
You're kind of you're straddling the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 80s is kind of poking through, but it's the 80s of reality where it's like, it's not neon colors, bright, funky stuff. It's a lot of brown and cat bows.
Yes. Muted. It's very muted. Yeah. It's brown tones.
Yeah.
And yeah, we haven't gotten to the neon of the late 80s. We haven't gotten to the Miami Vice era.
Uh-uh.
But no, I think you both will find this delightful, especially because of the 42-minute runtime. It's easy pleasy. You're in and you're out. I wanted to devour another one, but we were a little tired last night. So I personally can't wait. Like, and that's always a good sign for me when I'm here talking about it. I'm looking forward to going back to it. And I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're not done with TV talk. Mm-mm. Three Body Problem.
Ooh, kind of the opposite of what you were just talking about.
Oh.
In terms of vibe.
Oh, Alexis will explain. I am absolutely running to Red today. Hi, everybody. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. They're open. Always remember, Red Cow and Red Rabbit are closed on Mondays. But they're open now, so take advantage. They, you know, Red Cow is obviously known for their award-winning burgers and their award-winning chips and dip, but they also have amazing seafood. That's right. First off, their new crispy peanut shrimp appetizer that you know I'm obsessed over. Absolutely obsessed with that dragon sauce. It's one of my favorite apps they have ever launched. I told Luke and Tracy, the owners, that. They also have a brand new fish sandwich, the Filet-er fish sandwich. Normally, a fish sandwich is either cod or a haddock. This is beer-battered mahi with American cheese, lettuce, and homemade tartar sauce. This is such a good fish sandwich. And fish and chips, you can't go wrong. Beer-battered white fish, famous Red Cow sauce, and coleslaw. So, not in the mood for a burger? You can still run to Red. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Coming up in a little bit. You've heard about that Quiet on the Set documentary. Responses are everywhere. TikTok, social, TV. But what's Nickelodeon? What's Nickelodeon doing in response? Holly has that a little bit later. But right now, more TV taste tests. I just told you about Nully with Helena Bonham Carter on PBS Masterpiece, available here. You can watch it via the PBS app. But let's go to Netflix now. Lex, what you watching?
Three Body Problem. It was number one. I thought, you know what? I haven't heard anything about this. Let's watch it. So I watched the first episode and wow, wow, wow. You cannot fold laundry during this show. You have to pay attention for a lot of reasons. You're going to be reading subtitles, but also there's a jump in time. So it's back to the 60s during their Cultural Revolution and then also modern day as well. And there's complicated things happening at the same time. Of course, you know, those in charge in the 60s were really motivated to keep communism as number one. So anyone that went against that, there were consequences to pay, and you see those. It's gruesome. It's bloody. There's lots of triggers for people. Suicide is one of them. So just FYI, it's heavy.
Okay.
But I loved it. I really did. I cannot wait to see what happens because there's so many, especially this first episode. I don't know if this is something that I could binge because they pack so much into at least this first episode that I need to like think through it and like, wow, okay. Because it's a lot to deal with. So then that's happening in the 60s. And then modern time, one of the, I guess, protagonists, I guess we'll see, but she, who we're rooting for, made it out somehow. And I'm still figuring out how that happened because they're going back and forth in time telling a story. But it seemed pretty dismal for her. But in the modern time, there's scientists now who are just dropping dead for different reasons. And or different ways, I should say. And we follow one of them who looks up and then sees a countdown of when, well, we're not sure exactly what the countdown is for, but then this mysterious woman comes in and just says, don't let it get to zero. But at midnight, make sure you're looking up at the stars, and then something crazy happens in the sky. And now I'm wondering if this is more like extraterrestrial. So there's a lot going on.
I am not folding laundry. Yeah. Talking about the show, I'm like, okay, Holly, hold on a second.
Look at me in the camera. Yeah. I literally am just staring at Alexis because I'm trying to figure out, and this is not a commentary on you, on what you just said.
It's a lot.
I don't even know what you just said. Yeah.
Because what I'm hearing from you, Alexis.
Thank you, Holly. And again, Lex, I am not criticizing how you laid this out.
I was trying to figure out how to
share
this.
I do not understand what you just said. Holly, please.
Because then there's
it over.
A game also that they're playing as well.
Stop, Lex.
With
where
this
we
cool,
can't.
Like, headpiece.
So, in the show Three Body Problem, which is the number one show on Netflix right now, I heard that part of this show takes place in the 1960s in China during the Cultural Revolution.
Yes.
I also heard from you that it takes place in modern times. Now, does it take place outside of China in other locations? Okay, so we're going international.
But you're traveling, even modern time, traveling to different locations as well.
Okay, and I heard that there's a headset.
Yes, there's a game.
And that you have to wear a headset to play the game.
Wait.
Yes.
Now, when the hell did she say that?
I added that at the end.
Okay.
Yes. Lexus, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on in this show. But
who are we following? Who's like the JR and Sue Ellen and Bobby and Pam? Who are we following?
So there's one character, her name is Yi.
Yi, okay, I'm writing this down.
Yes. Yi? And what time does Yi exist in? Is it present day or the 1960s?
Both. She's both.
She's both.
So you meet her as a young woman.
Yi is young and old.
And then you meet her as an older woman as well. And then also her family and other things that are happening, that she's starting to see a pattern, and she might have to save the modern world, my guess.
Does she see the pattern in the 1960s?
Yes.
And then
she knows fully what's going on because she goes against, you know, what the government wants. So she is, she serves out her sentence, well, first in this little jail, but then they say, okay, well, you know, you're also an intellectual. You get a lot of things, so we're going to have you have the rest of your sentence. We're going to send you to the station, and basically she kind of figures it out.
Figures what out?
Figures out what they're doing there. Now, I don't really know exactly what the purpose is. She figures it out at the end, and that's kind of the cliffhanger into the second episode.
Oh, which, like super secret government research.
Yes.
She's sent off to a remote location to complete her sentence by doing that work for the government.
Right, and it turns out there's this big telescope, this whole thing that's going.
And a telescope?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like this whole
ridiculous
thing.
Ridiculous.
Now, I'm not even giving.
I know you are.
I'm trying to give very little spoilers here. So there's a lot of nuance in between and things that are happening. You're like, what is that guy doing? What is he searching for? This whole headset is very foreign to a lot of people. What's with this countdown that they look up in the sky? So there's a lot going on. That's what I'm saying. A lot to process. Do not fold laundry. Just watch.
I'm also looking at the trailer.
That's my ibuprofen. I'm taking ibuprofen right now.
Take two of those, Jason. Make sure to have a little nibble before, let's protect your stomach lining.
Thank you, Holly. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Now I'm looking at the trailer for Three Body Problem right now.
Okay.
And it also looks like we're going way back in time. There's like floating medieval Chinese warriors.
Mm.
A lady in water.
Yep.
Oh my God. And it's like the lady. It's like the M. Night Shyamalan one.
The Lady in the Lake.
The Lady in the Lake that she turns into an eagle. Oh, God.
Oh, that movie. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that was a 2-hour waste of our time.
Sure
she's
was.
Swimming in the pool and then she turns into an eagle.
Oh, my God.
What an awful piece of crap.
Well, I hope Three Body Problem doesn't lead you down that road, Alexis.
I don't think it will.
You like, but kidding aside,
no,
you liked it. Lex?
I really liked it because of how much is going on and just trying to, just the puzzle, you know, maker in me is going, wait, I got to figure this out at least to know what's going on. This is based on a Chinese novel, and I guess that it's a trilogy. So, and then there was a whole Chinese TV series for the first book, and so now. It's number one on Netflix, guys. So chances are we're going to get more. So I'm just trying to, figure
Lexa
it all out.
Lexa Lululu?
Yes, yes.
Isn't this the guys that did Game of Thrones?
Oh, I didn't do that deep dive.
I'm sorry, sweet. No.
I just turned it on because I thought it was number one. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yes, it is. Okay, you're right.
Okay.
And Alexandra Wu.
Okay.
My
final question.
Sure.
I can have one more.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I wrote down Yi. Wrote down Countdown in the Sky.
Yeah.
There was another device I wrote down too.
Headset.
Like a Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah.
And
it looks really cool, that headset too.
Do you think we'll like it?
Ooh. I don't know about you, Jace, because I think, Holly, you would enjoy it.
Okay.
Oh.
Jason, you might feel just like, I don't want to go there.
I might be too dumb for this.
Well, no. It's not even an intelligence thing at all. It's just more of
I'm making fun of myself.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I just think it might just be, just not interested in it at all. But I don't know. It might surprise you.
I'm going to try it.
Just try the first episode because, if the cliffhanger gets you, you're going to want more.
Yeah.
It certainly got me. I mean, okay. I'm like, I got to know what is going on here.
Okay.
What?
I'm going to try it. To recap our television, because we can't expect you just to sit in your car and listen to us all the time.
Right.
I mean, it'd be nice, but you know. Lex just told you about three body problem, number one on Netflix. I told you about Nully, Nolly, on PBS Masterpiece. There we go.
Yes.
So there are your television. There's your homework. There we go. More homework for you. Sign up to be Team My Talk for Big Climb Minneapolis. 10th year in a row, Saturday, April 20th, benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Climbing this year with Donna Valentine and Matt Belanger from Channel 5. This year's climb will take place at US Bank Stadium. Keyword climb at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, you heard about that Quiet on the Set documentary exposing all the horrible things that were happening in the early 2000s on various Nickelodeon shows. Well, what's Nickelodeon saying, if anything? Holly has that next.
We had an excellent experience. Torben went way out of his way to ensure we understood everything that was happening. Torben even gave advice and recommendations for home insurance brokers and financial advisors. He was extremely thoughtful as well, and we'll be back to have him again when we refinance. Thank you so much. That is from Kirsten, and I love hearing that, especially for first-time home buyers, because Torben and David and the team at First Equity, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. And they give you that personalized service you need and deserve. This is a huge financial decision that you're making. And just like Kirsten, wherever you are, whether it's your 50th loan or your first loan, they will hold your hand and help you through the process. They might even recommend waiting a little bit to get your credit in order, but everyone's story is different. So give them a call, 763-251-8000, or use my talk keyword, David.
The Jason and Alexis Show presents the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
And I'm sure that you wouldn't even care if Blake killed Freckles the clown.
But he didn't.
No, he didn't, because you're still alive.
This has been the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
Ouch.
The great Joan Collins as Alexis Carrington Colby Dexter Rowan talking to Sable Colby, played by British star Stephanie Beecham. Oh, those two. Anyway.
Wow.
thank you for being here. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Jeff just opened the door here because my studio is, I have no windows here in Eden Prairie. It's a windowless room. And Jeff just cracked the door open to get me a coffee. And holy crap. I know I'm this is obvious to you two, but oh my goodness, has the weather turned since we went on the air.
Oh yeah. Hold
it's
on
worse today than even yesterday. Yeah.
The rain that was happening this morning has now transitioned into snow. You know, we have a window that looks out into our lovely parking lot.
Singular
window. And it just looks terrible. It's just terrible. It's just dark and it's wet. And the snow is wet and damp and heavy. And I'm sure Kenny's going to come up with a traffic report in a couple of minutes. Just that, woof. It's going to be spicy. Because like Alexa said at the beginning of the show, yeah, everyone kind of chilled out and stayed home yesterday.
Yes.
That's not the case today.
Oh, it's as bad.
I'm going to look at this. I'm not.
What are you looking at? Are you looking at the radar? At the
Spicy in the West Metro. I'm just looking at the Minnesota Department of Transportation grid. Lots of crashes, especially in the western part of the cities.
Oh,
not today, Satan. Not today.
Oh, well, today's the day. That's just awful. Anyway, I didn't mean to speak the obvious, but I just, again, I
allow extra time or just stay home.
Yeah. Just listen to us. We're here. Anyway.
That's great. We got this.
We won an award. I mean, you know, we're fancy. Yeah. Holly, what's up? Yeah, we won a Gracie. We, you know, come on. Anyway, a lot of you, my talkers, you watched that Quiet on the Set documentary on Max, Investigation Discovery, talking about the early 2000s era of Nickelodeon television shows, kids' TV shows in general, and the shenanigans, the horrible shenanigans that were going on the set. There's a brief thing. What's the latest? Is Nickelodeon saying anything, Holly?
So Dan Schneider, the executive producer of a lot of those Nickelodeon shows and the subject, one of the subjects of this docuseries, Quiet on the Set. Well, last week, he recorded a 20-minute interview, quote-unquote, pseudo-apology for his behavior that was highlighted in this docuseries. And one of the things that he talked about is that he would have no problem censoring his old Nickelodeon shows for the jokes that he was making in the 90s and 2000s that may have offended viewers. Now, this was one of the shocking elements of Quiet on the Set for me. Yeah. I didn't watch these shows. We're talking iCarly, Victorious, Zoe 101, Sam and Cat, the Amanda Show. These are the shows that Dan Schneider was responsible for. And when they isolated scenes from these shows, I'm not a pearl clutcher, you guys. But
none of us are.
No, but holy cow, these are highly sexualized scenes. They are offensive and they're shocking. Shocking that these aired on children's television decades ago. Mm-hmm. Now, Dan Schneider is saying he has no problem having them being censored now. You know, he's like, well, you know, people's tastes have changed. Here's what he said, which is just like, okay, honey. All these jokes that you're speaking of that Quiet of the Set covered over the past two nights, every one of those jokes was written for a kid audience because kids thought they were funny and only funny.
No, okay.
Well, he could get away with it at the time.
Well, here's what his rep said to the Hollywood Reporter. Yeah. Dan absolutely never intended for any of those jokes that are now being seen as sexualized content to be anything other than funny for kids. Kids don't look at these things the same way as adults. Those jokes were funny for kids and only funny. But now, 20 to 25 years later, adults are looking at a handful of those jokes and looking at them through adult lenses, and it's making some people uncomfortable. So Dan thinks those jokes should be cut from reruns.
All of those jokes, and all three of us were alive at that point. We may not have been kids, but we were all alive. We all have eyeballs. All of those jokes should have been inappropriate back then. I mean, there is, it's as Holly pointed out, one of the examples that we can say to you on the radio without getting in trouble, just because there's really no way to say the other ones without being incredibly crude. But one of them is one of the stars, one of these children is suggestively rubbing this potato. And it's disgusting. And the three of you are listening to a show of non-fainting couch people. We are not pearl clutchers. It made me uncomfortable. And I don't get uptight about this kind of thing, but it was inappropriate back then.
Was anyone saying that, though?
That's the problem. That is what everyone's saying now is,
yeah.
Who the hell was...
How did they get away with that?
He was so powerful. Dude was so powerful, nobody checked him.
Yeah, Dan Schneider was so powerful at Nickelodeon, and he was winning in the ratings. And executives at Nickelodeon, Viacom, happy with it. We're not going to question what you're doing, because whatever you're doing is working for us and our bottom line.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they talk about on Quiet on the Set. It's just like, yeah, he was making money hand over fist for this company. Now, reps for Nickelodeon declined to comment to The Hollywood Reporter when asked about this call out to cut out any of the offending jokes. But here's the deal. After making that public call Dan Schneider did in that apology video, apparently Dan Schneider is not reaching out to Nickelodeon or Paramount or any of the platforms that could actually make this happen. And that has been confirmed by The Hollywood Reporter. So they're like, okay, well, you say all these things. There haven't been any conversations about actually doing it.
I shared your takeaway. We're up against the clock here. I shared your takeaway, your main takeaway. The other thing that I thought too, and I know it's very layered, but I kept thinking, having lived through the early 80s with Dana Plato and all of the, and then before that in the 70s with the little girl from Family Affair, the fact that we didn't fix this problem post Dana Plato and the Different Strokes cast, the fact that that Hollywood, all of the studios, all of the networks did not fix this is reprehensible. It's believable, but it is unbelievable. That was my takeaway of wait a minute. We all lived through Different Strokes. We all lived through, and this was still a problem 20 years later. There were no safeguards. I mean, Miley Cyrus just posted about her hours on the set of her Disney show. The schedule that she had to do. The fact that there were no safety. And the parents were on set. Okay, great.
Well, the parents were intimidated too.
Yes. Mom, Pat and John from Johnsonville, they're going to go up against a big Hollywood people that are intimidating and making millions of dollars. I can see where the parents would be like, I don't know what's going on. This is a whole new world to me. Parents can't be the only safety net in these situations. I was just sat there like, really? We didn't learn? So you can see it Quiet on the Set on Max right now. Worth a watch. We didn't even get it. I mean, Drake Bell, too. That's just the reaction to him has been one thing. When we come back, hey, Lex, what are we doing?
We're finding love. Or maybe in Second Chance Romance, as we do every Tuesday and Thursday at 8. We'll see.
No, we won't. We're not fine.
Well, a guaranteed love is working with JTR Roofing, Inc. I loved working with them. They worked on our soffits and fascia, which is part of your roof, the perimeter, and the undercarriage. We had some damage there. Didn't realize it would make such an impact, especially on bad weather days like this. If your exterior is damaged or worn out, your roof has holes in it, or you know there's a problem, a day like this is very scary, not only because of the weather, but also thinking, oh, is today the day that there's going to be damage? There's going to be some issues. We'll have JTR Roofing come out for an estimate. And of course, roofing is in the name, but they can do so much more beyond your roofing, soffit and fascia, your sidings, gutters, windows, deck. They can help. So get ahead of those spring projects by having JTR Roofing out today. The number is 651-777-7394. Mention me or my talk for $1,000 off roofing, siding, or gutters. JTRRoofingInc.com.